Good morning, and joining us right now is Steve Bucci. He is a visiting fellow for foreign and national security policy at the Heritage Foundation, also a former military assistant to Secretary of Defense Rumsfeld. So who better to discuss the happenings going on in the world right now than this man? Steve Bucci, welcome to Mornings on the Mall. How are you?
I'm well. Thanks for having me on the show.
We're glad you're joining us to help us understand all of this. I wanted to start out talking about North Korea. I was watching the news this morning, and they had a graphic of where North Korea can hit the United States now. So first it was like Alaska. It was Japan, then it was Alaska, then it's California, then it's now it's Chicago, and they said that they're working on a missile that can hit Washington, D.C. Is this becoming to the point where we're going to have to do something here?
Well, yeah, it's, we should have been doing things probably sooner than this, but it's kind of scary. They're moving very, very quickly. Not perfectly. There's a new report out saying that watching this latest test, that on reentry, the missile looked kind of unstable and not really sure it would have survived reentry on an actual intercontinental trajectory. But they are making progress, and that is very concerning to the security of America.
So what happens with China? I know President Trump has been trying to get China to handle them, but they hit back at him and said, not our problem. So what are they useless for us now?
No, they're not. I mean, this is exactly the kind of answer you would expect from China. They want to keep our trade talks and these security subjects separate because they want to focus on the business because, frankly, even for them, controlling Kim Jong-un is difficult. He isn't an immediate puppet to them, but they could put a lot more pressure on him than they're doing. And the president and his folks at state and DOD are right to press China in this regard. They can do more than they're doing, and we should not let them push this off the table.
Steve, I'm seeing this morning the United States has detected highly unusual submarine activity from North Korea. Submarine is it generally a much bigger issue because it creates real big problems for missile defense if they're able to actually launch something from there. Is this giving you concern this morning as well?
Absolutely. They are really pushing on all fronts, not just land-based ballistic missile technology, but some based from their submarines. Now, their submarines are not very good. They couldn't sail all the way to the United States or get in that sort of range. And the missile they tested, the long-range one, could not be fired from a submarine. All that said, again, as they push with their technology development, it makes our job much more complicated, makes missile defense more of a difficult task than it is right now. So that says we should also be working our missile defense systems, not just letting those stand where they are right now.
Just one more quick question, because I know we have so much to talk about with other countries, but why is he doing this? Does he really not know that we could wipe him off the face of the planet?
He does, but he's counting on the fact that we won't. He realizes America doesn't want a nuclear war, which is what, frankly, would end up being with anyone, let alone somebody small like North Korea. He also knows there's his threat to our allies in South Korea and Japan. So he's trying to get us off of the peninsula, get us out of South Korea, and he's hoping to do it for free or even get some benefit from it. I think it's a bad bet on his part, though.
Let's move over to Venezuela for a moment, because we've got President Trump in the White House yesterday announcing that they're going to slap some new sanctions on Venezuela, on Nicolas Maduro, because of his seizing of power there by basically overthrowing the legislative body in that country. What are you making of all of this morning?
Well, it's a disaster for the poor people of Venezuela, who are already deeply in a hole. This now takes the last patina of any sort of normalcy off the country, and basically we've got a big, giant, oil-producing Cuba right now. And that's who's advising Maduro. All those folks giving him his direction are coming out of Havana. Havana is not our friend. They're not a friend of the Venezuelan people, and this is the least we should be doing. against this ridiculous power grab.
Like with Kim Jong-un, it's hard to judge here, but is Maduro going to be able to be influenced by sanctions? He seems defiant, and he says he wants more.
Yeah, I think he will be affected by them. Unfortunately, the people are affected by it. And, you know, we can close their economy down, and it'll hurt him, but it'll also hurt the Venezuelan people. So there's a balance that has to be struck. He's talking trash. He knows we can collapse his entire country if we need to.
All right, Steve Bucci, a lot going on in the world. Thanks for getting us up to speed on North Korea and Venezuela this morning.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, sir.